I want to play Fortnite.
We're going to see if we can make this happen. Did y'all have sugar after dinner?
You started it?
Did y'all have sugar after dinner?
No.
Do you know what you're doing with that? You got it? Okay.
I didn't have sugar.
Did you have sugar when you got home? Because y'all are wired.
No.
No, I don't know why we're wired.
I'm not wild.
Oh, yes, you are. You're calling everyone a punk because you just learned the new word.
Yeah.
Because you guys are both being a punk.
All right.
Learned the new word named punk. Rein it in.
Beckham, normal voice. Have a seat. Have a seat.
Okay. My puppy sits.
No, stop. Stop being goofball.
Hello, puppet.
Because it doesn't transfer over to the podcast. Dad, and nobody gets to know who you are. I do like Bluey, but we're not going to do random questions, okay?
We're not going to do like questions of like Bluey.
All right, so we're going to start with Reese. Reese is going to introduce herself.
Okay.
Reese, I want you to say who you are and what school you go to, how old you are, and some of your favorite things.
Okay.
I'm trying to get my water. It was about to come out. My name is Reese.
Reese, sit up. Say it normal.
Sit up and talk
sit
normal.
Up. Say it normal. Talk out loud.
My name is Reese. And the school I go to is Perry Creek, and how old I am is 6, and then...
So what grade are you in? Are you going into?
First grade.
First grade. Who did you have for kindergarten?
Miss Cotton.
And so we don't know who you're going to have for first grade yet, do we? No or yes?
No.
No. Who did you have for first grade?
I had Miss White, but she's a kindergarten.
Beckham.
Richmond.
You had Miss Richmond.
She's a kindergarten teacher.
Everyone's going to kindergarten now. It's so annoying.
One thing about me is that I like dogs, but we just lost our dog.
We did just lose our dog, and I know you love dogs. Did Reese tell you what happened in AutoZone the other day with the dog?
No. What's AutoZone?
AutoZone is the place I go to get oil filters and like windshield wiper blades and stuff for our cars.
What happened?
Do you want to tell the story or do you want me to? Okay. No. You can't whisper. We're having just a normal conversation, okay? I know this is difficult and it's kind of confusing. Okay, why don't you come sit here? Come sit here.
I want my dog.
We're going to have to work really hard to practice to be still, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's just be still and talk. So, in AutoZone the other day, Gray, I went to go buy an oil filter for the Honda. And there was an older chocolate lab, like a brown lab, sitting behind the counter. And he was laying there, like, napping, and Reese saw him right when she walked in. And Reese knows you got to, what I always say about dogs, if it's somebody else's.
Ask to pet?
What is it?
Yeah. I asked to pet.
That's right. You say, can I pet your dog? So Reese asked the guy behind the counter, can I pet your dog? And he said, yeah, he's right around here. So Reese walks around the back of the counter and reaches down and pets him. And then she backs up and she has this look on her face, like kind of a scared look.
Who, the dog?
No, Reese did.
Because the dog was doing...
So, explain what you're doing right now. He was showing his teeth.
Yeah.
So, he was showing his teeth to Reese.
And then he started growling.
And then he started growling. And so, turns out, the guy who told us that it was okay to pet the dog was not the owner of the dog.
Oh, my goodness.
He was a worker guy. And so, the owner comes around the counter. He's like, sweetie, no, sweetie. Step back. And Reese got scared immediately. So Reese loves dogs. That's one of her favorite things. But we always ask, is your dog nice? Can I pet your dog? We never go up to a dog and just pet a dog. Ever. Because you never know. Because it scares them. Right? And they could bite you. And they only bite you because they're scared. Because you go up to them and try to touch them.
Okay, so we have someone that has not talked at all on this podcast. So what's his name here?
Beckham.
All right, Beckham, introduce yourself.
My name's Beckham, and I go to Perry Creek Elementary. I'm 8 years old, I'm going into third grade and yeah.
What's your favorite sport?
Football.
That's right. What's your second favorite sport?
Baseball. Soccer.
Baseball.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So Beckham just started baseball this year. He did baseball camp 2 weeks ago. Right?
Yeah.
With one of your friends.
Abe.
His nickname is AB Baby.
Who calls him that?
Yeah, you can just take it off. Himself. Just say bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, where are you going?
Yeah. Watch the family phone?
Here, let me have that. That'll sit here. Just in case you decide to come back.
Okay, so, and my name is Gray, and you've already seen me in this podcast. I'm 11 years old, and I am going into sixth.
You don't have to introduce yourself again.
At Hillsboro, and my favorite sport is football. My second is probably basketball. My third is soccer. My fourth is baseball.
So, I thought you like kickball.
Kickball is not exactly really a sport.
I think it's a sport.
If it is, then it's probably my number two.
It is a sport.
Then I like kickball.
So, Beckham, what did you like about baseball? Are you going to play it next year?
No, because I have football, and it might be the same days.
Well, baseball's like Wednesday, Thursday.
I know, like, Foster struggles with that. Is it Foster?
No, you're talking about Ben.
Yeah, because he would always have baseball during football. Yeah. He'd have to choose. And then, was it Marcos? Was the same way?
Yeah, but that was with basketball.
Oh, okay. But that may have been the recreational sports. Once you guys get into school, like middle school, it's seasonal.
You have to go?
You don't have to go, but what I mean by it's seasonal is you have a football season, you have a baseball season. Like right now with the Y and you two playing flag football, the Y has a flag football season that's not necessarily the same as the football season of middle school. So you don't have to choose between. That's why Coach Dab could coach high school tackle football, and then he coached a high school flag football team because they were at different times. They didn't happen at the exact same time. Now, it could still happen at the exact same time. And if it does, then you're able to, you know, practice flag one night and then practice tackle one night. But luckily, it doesn't line up like that for us.
Yeah. Oops. Right.
All right. So summer break, we finished baseball camp. We finished the Titans
camp.
Football camp. So tell me about the Titans football camp last week. So that was Thursday.
We were supposed to get a picture with
T-Rex,
but we didn't.
Picture with who?
T-Rex, the mascot for the Titans.
Oh.
We didn't know Miss Jamie, the Fury's mom, who's the one who took us. She didn't go up for a picture, so we didn't get one.
Okay, so you didn't get, okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, but it was really fun, but having a tiny bowl of cereal is hard. Like, after a couple drills, I was, so tired.
Because, you boys, both of y'all slept over at the Furies, and we mentioned the Furies on the last podcast. Those are some of our best friends in the neighborhood. They're a family of nine. They have, I corrected myself again, like I did last episode. They're a family of 10, counting Lucky the dog. So they have 7 kids, and we do a lot of stuff with them because Gray and Beckham are best friends with their boys. So they went to a Titans football camp, and we have Titans football tickets this year. Through this camp, that was part of the camp, we got to pre-purchase tickets to a football game. Which one are we going to?
The Jaguars and Titans. I think it's a preseason game.
Oh, okay. When is it?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I thought you'd know that.
No, Mom bought them, so I don't know any of that stuff.
And it's only that's a rivalry. They're in the same division, so imagine it was like during the regular season.
Yeah, hopefully we get good tickets. I mean, I'm sorry, good seats.
Yeah, because the seats we got last time were just like...
You couldn't even see them.
Yeah.
Well,
they were just like specks.
Yeah, we were... I took the boys to a football game last year.
Not last year. It was like 2 or 3 years.
Was it two years ago?
Yeah, maybe more than that.
No, it can't be more than that.
I was in third grade.
They wouldn't have had... they wouldn't have had it because that would have been during COVID time.
I was in like kindergarten.
I was in third grade. And I'm going into sixth now.
Okay. I can't remember. So it's probably when you said it was. But our tickets that we got were through Vanderbilt. It had to have been no more less than... Mom's only worked at Vanderbilt for 2 years. So she got them through work.
Wait, Alabama tickets?
No, Vanderbilt. She got them through Vanderbilt.
How?
As in not the school, but Vanderbilt, the medical center she works for.
Wait, did she get them for free?
No. We just got a discount for
Wait, Vanderbilt the Alabama game?
No.
No, you're confused.
We're talking about the Titans game.
Yeah. So mom got Vanderbilt, I'm sorry, mom got Titans tickets cheaper through her work, who she works for is Vanderbilt. So she got a discounted rate on the tickets. So we got to go, and she's only worked there for 2 years. So 2 years ago, we went to a Titans game, and it was quite the event. We got to see a homeless person rolling around on the ground right when we got out of the car. And then we got to see where the homeless people sleep when we walked under the bridge. And then we got into the game, and our seats were up and up and up.
Yeah.
And up. And I swear I felt like we were swaying with the wind.
I did too.
Yeah, I thought we were going to fall down.
Yeah. Just tell Theo, you can come play in a minute. We're almost finished.
You can come play in a minute. We're doing a podcast right now.
Will you come get me?
Yeah.
So, our tickets were so high up, it was hard to see the field.
Yep.
But we were sweating like crazy.
Yeah, it was hot. And then we stayed the whole game.
No, we didn't.
No.
We left early.
Before, and the second we walked out, it was like the whole stadium was like shaking, and it was like the loudest.
Yeah.
Like so loud. Mm-hmm. It was like this big play or something. They played the Raiders, and... They ended up winning by like 3 points, I think.
And then some guy was getting arrested.
Yeah.
And then we went back under the bridge, and the dude that was holding the stick.
And acting like a sword?
Yeah, pretending to be a Jedi.
Yeah.
Knight had been beat up, and he was bloody, and the cops were there. Yeah. Remember him? He was sitting down, his nose was bleeding.
I don't remember.
So apparently he got beat up by somebody.
Or he beat himself up.
I don't know, but that was a lot for a first Titans game.
Yes, very. That was
intense.
But luckily, they're getting a new stadium. So.
Yeah, the stadium, it almost looks like I have a picture of it on a piece of paper, and it almost looks like it's like
it doesn't look like a stadium. It looks like a big.
Apartment.
Almost. You're exactly right. That's what I was going to say.
And it looks like it has like pools and more pools in it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be the most probably unique stadium in the country because it's not going to be the traditional round look, you know, where you've got this round stadium because that's the way you envision all stadiums is just being a big circle.
Yeah.
But this one is
like
going to be.
Squares.
Yeah. This one's going to be like a giant rectangle. So it should be pretty cool. So Titans camp was awesome. Did you learn anything? Or did you just do same drills over and over?
I didn't learn much.
Yeah.
At all.
Pushed us over our limits to do stuff.
Meaning you got too hot and too tired?
Yes.
I don't think so. I think it was just we didn't have a big breakfast.
If we probably ate in a breakfast,
we had a kind of big dinner, yeah. Well, we could have.
What did we even have for dinner?
You had a taco ring at the Furies.
The taco ring was good.
I had this much of a taco wing. I did not have a big day.
Well, I know that they probably pushed you guys hard because...
it's a Titans camp. They said to train like... This is what Titans train like.
Okay. Well...
Maybe worse. Or not as much.
But you know, like your other friend, Jackson, he got home and slept. Like, he fell asleep like 2 or 3 times, his mom said. So... He was exhausted, and he didn't stay over with you guys at the Furies. So you did the Titans camp, which probably won't do next year.
And we saw one of the best tight ends of all time. His name was Delanie Walker.
Yeah, does he play for the Titans?
He did.
He played for 14 years.
Whoa.
Seasons.
Yes, seasons.
Which is years.
Yeah, but that's kind of a different thing. Like, but...
But he didn't play on the Titans the whole time.
Yeah, he played, like, I think...
San Francisco?
Yeah, he played for them. I know that. But I'm saying, like, how long he played. Oh. He played for the San Francisco 49ers, and he wore number 43, I'm pretty sure. And then he wore 82 for the Titans. And when he wore number 43 for the 49ers, he made it to the Super Bowl against the Ravens. With Ray Lewis, and he was telling us about him.
Cool.
And he said that was the Super Bowl when the power shut down. Like, all the lights went dark in the Super Bowl.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It was, like, this big thing. But the Ravens ended up winning, and Delanie Walker said...
So, obviously, the power came back on?
Yeah, the power came back on. I think it was, like, a 5-minute break or something. I don't know.
Okay, so what's coming up? What do we have this week?
We have...
Because last week, did we have a lot of boredom? Because you had football Tuesday night. What else do we have going on that we need to talk about from last week?
Topgolf. Oh, from last week? We had Titans camp. We just talked about that. Wednesday?
We had sore camp, didn't we?
No.
That was Monday.
Y'all did sore camp with Jackson on Monday.
We did sore camp, Tuesday football. Wednesday, I think it was just a free day.
Yeah. And then Thursday Titans camp, and then I had cornhole, which I was out till really late.
Like 1, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we stayed and played till... Actually, it was a little later than 1.
Wait, was everybody leaving? Or was everybody there until 1?
No, a lot of people left. But we stayed and kept playing, which was a lot of fun. I had a blast.
Is it worth it?
Absolutely. It's so much fun. I get to hang with guys. And yeah. It's the only time I get. So I get 8 weeks out of the year to do this. That's it. Only eight weeks. So for 8 weeks, every Thursday, I go down to the tennis courts and help set up cornhole, and then we play cornhole. I have a team, and I absolutely love it. And it's the very little time that I get to hang with guys that are older than me, younger than me, my age, and just have awesome friend time because I'm friends with a whole bunch of them. It's so much fun. So staying out till 1 a.m., which is later than I've stayed out in I don't know how many years. It's been a really long time. Was a lot of fun. But I paid for it on Friday because I was exhausted.
Well, you have to pay for it too?
No. That's a phrase that meant Friday I was really tired. So I had to work Friday. And so I was tired at work.
Oh.
What did we do Friday night? Didn't we do something fun?
Paso Jose.
I didn't go and I didn't get anything.
That was just you and Mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Mom had half day.
I feel like we did something, but I don't know.
You guys...
Urban Air?
Yeah, Urban Air.
That's right. We did Urban Air.
And I snapped my ankle.
Then you rolled your ankle. So we left
it,
there.
I heard a snap.
It's all good.
Still you said holds. You heard a pop. You
but
heard
we've
like
had
a
two of
snap. You heard like a.
We've almost had two record-setting heat days here in Franklin. It has been
Yeah, wasn't it?
Torturous hot.
It's 98 today.
Yesterday was 98, and today got up to almost 97, or maybe it was 98 again today.
Yeah, it was 98.
I don't know, but it was hot.
On Sunday, it says on the Alexa on Sunday, it's supposed to be 98.
Today? You mean, yeah. So we got work tomorrow. So you guys are not doing sore camp?
No.
Okay. I doubt it. And I have a doctor tomorrow.
Yep. So Gray has a doctor's appointment.
Wait, why?
Reese has just getting checked out. And then Reese has school camp.
Was it because he was sick or just throwing up?
Yeah, we're just getting him checked out. It's all good. So, and then any other camps this week, are you guys going to have to fend for yourself on your own, because I'm going into the office several days.
We don't have any camps this week.
I have football.
Football Tuesday,
then
Thursday.
Next week we have deer run.
Deer run. Next week's going to be a...
Next week's deer run?
Yeah. Yeah. So deer you're going to
so
have...
fun. I lost my chip that gives you an extra $10. I lost it.
From last year?
Yeah.
Mom said she found it, I think. And at Deer Run, $10 is like,
you can get like 20 packs of king size Twizzlers.
Really?
That is such a lie. You can get like three.
You can? With
not
$10?
20. That means each one would be less than a dollar.
Well, whatever.
Like,
Mom, maybe Mom can find your chip.
Well, one's like $1.
Are you having FOMO right now because of Theo and Lucy outside?
Yeah, you're like getting up and you're like,
do you need,
almost pacing. If you're like,
if you're done, you can sign off if you want to be done. It's up to you.
I don't know.
Do you just want to go out there really bad?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, let's go.
All right. Okay. So, are you done?
Nope.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, what else do you have to? What else do you want to talk about? Anything else? Because you've got
school.
We've got
I don't know.
We've got deer run week after this week, so that's awesome.
Deer run is the
best. So we've just got to get through. But this week you guys are gonna have to be very independent.
Very, but because sometimes we have our PS5.
Tomorrow you're gonna be at home by yourself.
Me?
Yeah, you and Gray.
And luckily I got a new Fortnite car.
Because you're not doing sore camp. If you're not gonna do sore camp tomorrow, then you're gonna be home by yourself for a couple hours.
Well, I'm going to the doctor, so...
Well, if you go to the doctor, Beckham's going to go with you unless I'm here.
Why can't I just stay here?
Well, it's fine. But anyways, you guys are going to have to be independent. You know, we have parents next door that we let know that you're here by yourself and that if you need anything. And Mom's in the neighborhood. Yep.
You let them know?
Yep, every time we leave. We got people watching you from all angles, dude.
What?
Yep. Every time you go outside, we got another parent on this street writing it down in a book. Gray went outside today and kicked a plant. And then I checked that plant when I get home.
I didn't kick a plant.
I'm just saying that's an example of what we do.
Oh, gosh. That's,
yep.
If you go, I don't believe yep, that. They if, don't write things down.
If you
down.
Go outside and throw your bike down, I know about it.
Oh, shoot. Good thing I didn't throw a bike down.
Good thing
I mean, I don't ever go
bed.
Outside when we're home alone, really. Unless it's on the front porch and just sitting there for a bit for fresh air.
All right.
I just open the door in the mornings. I just see if anybody's out there, and then I just stay at. I just look outside for like 5 minutes.
Just cherish the summer because it's going by fast.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I remember when I thought Deer Run was like months away, but really it was like 3 weeks, 4 weeks,
yep.
5 weeks maybe. I'm so excited for College Football 25 though.
So it comes
like,
out.
That's my one of my favorite things about summer.
It comes out July 15th.
Only if you have the deluxe.
That's right. We talked about this last time.
And are you getting the deluxe?
I think so. To be honest, MVP edition is so much better.
Get
because
the
think
deluxe
about it.
And the MVP.
Think about it. MVP edition. You get deluxe edition. And like deluxe edition on Madden 25. And guess what?
What?
You can get Madden 25 for like $70 when it comes out. But if you pre-order it and get it early, you get extra things in it. Like, you get it early and just get the things in it for a lower price than it is. So it's $150 for Madden 25 and College Football 25 with both Deluxe Edition and both getting them early. Like, don't you think that's a good deal? Because you save $20 and get all these other things with it.
Yeah, I agree. It's a great deal.
It's so much better than... Because then, instead of paying $170 for College Football 25 Deluxe Edition and then just normal... Madden 25.
You're talking too fast. I don't even know what you're saying.
Because you don't care. You're never listening.
All right. Let's wrap it up.
Okay.
Another week of the Vaughns.
Less entertaining episode.
I would say so, but that's the normal life.
Yep.
So, till next time.
Yas.
See you later.
Yas, queen.
Peace.